opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed anything from the first hour, all available on podcastarena.com. So, Holly Holm, who, okay, I'm getting told by a bunch of people it's 10 o'clock over there. It's not like I keep track of what time it is in Australia. Neither one of us do, so. But, all right. Maybe she was just, jet lag still. That's all. Anyway, appreciate her.
Must be.
We appreciate her coming on the show, though. It's pretty cool to get a fighter who's in a fight like that the week that it's happening. So, anyway. You know what? Let's grab a phone call because Kirk's been on hold for a while. What's up, Kirk?
Do you know why?
What was that?
Hey, Kirk.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey. So I got a question for you guys about Rob Ryan and the Saints situation as far as the defense goes.
All right.
I just want to know have the Saints not what's that?
It's not good.
Why have the Saints not addressed it yet? You know, they had to put up 52 points to beat the Giants. You know, the Giants scored 49 points. And their defense is ranked number 31 total overall, while their total offense is ranked number one. And, you know, they're losing games, but they still haven't addressed it yet.
I mean, listen, and I say this with the college teams all the time. When you play a certain kind of offense, it's designed to get your team on and off the field as fast as possible, and then the defense is out there, they wear down. But I think another issue is this team just isn't as good. I mean, they don't have their players aren't that good.
They've tried to address it. They move guys around. It's not working.
Yeah, I thought Jairus Byrd was going to be a player. He just doesn't fit in New Orleans. I think that Brandon Browner is obviously not the same player when you take him out of that Legion of Boom that he was in Seattle. They're having a hard time getting a pass rush. I think a lot of it's personnel. I think a lot of it is the way the offense runs, but I don't know how much adjustment can be made. I just think that this isn't a very good defense, and I don't think it's going to get much better until Ryan gets fired.
And they've got to change some personnel there, too. They've got themselves into a cap mess. They've spent money the wrong way. Browner's been a disaster.
Bird's been a disaster.
Yeah, Bird was a disaster, another guy they spent a lot of money on. So those things aren't – you can't fix in season. There's not much you can do. Let's try Eric. What's up, Eric? Eric?
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Sports, guys. I have a question about, did y'all hear about Chris Berman sexually harassing a woman?
Yeah.
And then Chris Carter, I guess he had an extramarital affair with her while he was married and she was married.
Okay.
I'm not trying to downplay what Greg Hardy did. What he did was, wrong. But that was his first offense.
Listen,
I think that
sexually harassing a woman and beating her up are different. They're different things. And I don't want that discussion to go any further.
Yeah, that's just silly.
If Chris Berman or Chris Carter would have beat up this lady, then we're having a real discussion. But
Chris Carter having a consensual extramarital affair is none of your damn business, and it's not illegal.
Yeah.
Wow, that may be the worst call of the year, and we've had some bad ones. Did you sit there? How long did you sit there and think about that before you came up with that? Oh, just compare it to Greg Hardy.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't see the. I don't see the comparison there. And listen, if you know me, I'm not much for defending guys like Chris Berman ever.
No, I do not like Chris Berman even a little bit.
And so. I feel like he's probably a total scumbag. I'm not surprised by that at all, but. I mean, there's a difference between...
Boy, on the creep scale?
Sexually harassing a woman and beating her up and throwing her on a pile of automatic weapons.
It's not even in the same ballpark, man. And I've got no love for Chris Carter either, but I don't who he bangs is his business, and why that's a story. If they're consenting adults and doing what they do, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, you're supposed to... I guess you have to tell your bosses, but...
Which apparently they eventually did.
Yeah.
And her marriage ended. So, I mean, listen, this is... are those things right? No. But are they in the same category as beating up a woman? I don't think it's close.
No. All right. You know what? I'm going to give it one more phone call. And if it's anywhere near in the same realm of awful as that, we're done with calls for the day. Jake, it's all on you. What's up? Jake?
Hey. I had a question about the 3-8-0 teams left.
All right.
It looks like the Panthers would have to try to lose a game to not go 16-0. And outside the Broncos, the Bengals and the Patriots both have a pretty patchy schedule. What do they do if there's two 16-0 teams in the same division, and what are the odds that all three teams make it?
I mean, listen.
I think it means conference, not division.
I don't think that any of these teams are going to go 16-0. And if I had to pick one, I would probably pick the Patriots because I think they're the best team of the bunch. You know, I mentioned earlier about better than your record says or not as good as your record says. I don't think the Panthers are a great team. I think they're good. I don't think they're great.
I think they're a terrific defensive team that gets enough out of their offense and finds ways to win, which there's nothing wrong with that. But that's also a recipe where one of these days your defense isn't going to play well and your offense is going to turn the ball over a few times and you're going to lose to a team you're not supposed to.
But if two teams in the same – if both AFC teams somehow went undefeated, I'm guessing it would go to I guess it would go to point scored or something. I don't know point differential. I'm not sure exactly what the tiebreaker would be. They've never had that situation come up, but I'm sure they have something in place just in case it ever happens.
Yeah, I'm sure John can look that up for you. All right, we'll try one more. Brandon, go. Brandon?
Hey, sports, Brandon.
Yes.
Go, man.
What's going on, fellas? Sports.
Sports to you.
I just had a what are the odds? What are the odds? Ohio State beats Michigan State, and then Michigan wins out and goes to the Big Ten championship.
I have a hard time seeing Michigan State beating Ohio State. I don't know that it's possible. Even I guess Ohio State could come out and play a really donkey game. I don't know what the status is with JT Barrett, but if JT Barrett's there, I don't think that team can. I don't think Michigan State can stay on the field with that squad.
Yeah, I would be surprised. I mean, but it's not like Ohio State's blown people away all year.
They haven't. I think those teams are all pretty close. I do think it's kind of an uphill climb for Michigan, but I do think Michigan's pretty good. And honestly, for the sake of the conference, that'd probably be the worst thing that could happen because if Michigan wins that conference, Michigan's not going to the playoff. So the Big Ten would get left out of that playoff if that were to happen.
They don't need Michigan State to beat Ohio State, though. If Michigan beats Ohio State heads up, don't they win the division? If they both have one loss and there's no other one-loss team in there because Michigan State would have two losses?
Yeah.
Because Michigan's only got one conference loss.
Yeah.
So they could still win the conference. All they have to do is beat Ohio State. if I'm not mistaken.
I think maybe that's what he was saying. I got confused because he said Michigan State, but I think he meant Michigan.
Yeah.
But either way, I think that it's, I guess it's possible. I Ohio State Michigan is going to be a really good game, I think, and on paper is a really good game for the first time in a long time, which is exciting. But I really think Michigan winning the Big Ten would spell disaster for that conference because they would miss out on the playoff.
Somebody says tiebreaker would be conference record. They'd have the same conference record.
If both teams go 16-0, yeah, they're going to have the exact same conference record.
570 says it'd be strength of schedule, which makes more sense.
Okay.
So anyway, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. It's obvious the callers are trying to adjust to the new studio.
Maybe so.
Even the guests are struggling with it. So you know what we're going to do when we come back? We are going to we're going to do our rankings because we're going to have those in the 6 o'clock hour, and they're going to actually release them, and we'll put them on. So we'll see where ours are compared to theirs.
Timmy tweeted this to us just in: New York Attorney General's office determines DraftKings and FanDuel are illegal gambling sites, orders both to stop operating in New York.
Okay,
that's big.
Here it comes.
Well, in New York of all places, they're the ones. New York won't. New York is the one state out of 50 that won't allow MMA. So, I mean, they're a little behind the times on things like this, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's more states that go this way.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780, ESPN, Local Music Tuesday. Hopefully that'll cheer some of you guys up. All right, let's do our top 25.
Well, before we do that, I was looking at the Chris Berman thing.
Yeah.
Why is Chris Berman not fired when Harold Reynolds and Steve Phillips were fired for the exact same thing?
I would fire the guy just because he's bad.
Well, I would too, but in, like,
they're inconsistent there, man. They always have.
They are, but right now, when they're firing a bunch of high-dollar talent, or they're trying to cut the fat, doesn't it seem like getting rid of a guy like Berman would make fiscal sense? Or do you think that it's too, like, firing him would be too high profile, and then there'd be, you know, panic and things like that at ESPN?
I see what you did with the trimming the fat thing. And Berman. I see what you did there. Honestly, I can't answer that other than it's, you know, he's protected somehow. The guy's a made guy.
He is, because that guy has not been good for a long time, and he seems to have basically his run of the mill. Good for him.
Yeah. Joshua says, as much as I love DFS, I think both sites have messed up by over advertising. I agree, Joshua. I think too much on TV, it's shed way too much light on it. If they'd left it alone, I don't think you would have quite the backlash you're having.
I think if there wouldn't have been competing brands, that would have never happened. Like, I don't know which one started first, but
yeah, it turned into an arms race.
And they both just went crazy with the advertising, and I don't know. I don't know what the answer was. I understand the need to advertise because it's like, you know, Miller and Bud both throwing commercials all over the place because they want you to buy their brand.
Right.
I get it. Coke and Pepsi. Yeah. And eventually I think one of the two would have won out, and we'd hear less about it.
They were going to merge.
Well, that's what Sirius XM did.
Yeah. And you know, if they had just stuck with us on radio, all would have been good, man.
Yeah. They really blew it.
We did well by them.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be dead here yet, but I think you're going to see a lot of states follow suit. All right, let's do our top 25, and I will start with number 25, Northwestern. At 24, I have Memphis. 23, Wisconsin, who, down year for them, they've only got two losses, one of them to Alabama, and one of them to unbeaten Iowa. 22, I have Mississippi State. 21, I have Temple, who I did not drop that much, despite Their one loss to Notre Dame a couple weeks ago, and Florida State at number 20.
I've got USC at number 25, Northwestern at 24, Wisconsin at 23, Navy at 22, and Temple at 21.
I actually have Navy ranked much higher than a lot of people.
I knocked Memphis out.
I have them 24th, but I'm giving Navy credit because their only loss was to Notre Dame, and it's a pretty good loss. So Florida State 20, UCLA 19, Navy 18. I have Michigan at 17 and North Carolina at 16.
I have got Mississippi State at 20, UCLA at 19, Florida State at 18, North Carolina at 17, and your Houston Cougs at 16.
See, I don't feel so bad for having them 15th then, since you have them 16. TCU 14, Michigan State 13, Oklahoma 12, Florida 11. Florida dropped a little bit for me with their sloppy performance against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I have Michigan 15, TCU 14, Michigan State 13, Florida 12, and Iowa 11.
I have Utah 10. I have Iowa 9. I have LSU 8. Stanford 7, Notre Dame 6.
I have Utah 10, Oklahoma 9, LSU 8. Baylor 7, Stanford 6, Notre Dame 5. I went up one extra.
That's okay. My number 5 is Baylor. So in the top 4, at 4 I have
the same 4.
I have Okie State.
So do I.
I have Ohio State 3.
Yes.
Alabama 2.
Yes.
Clemson 1.
Oh, we have the same top 4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Will the committee agree with us, Falcon? Will the committee agree?
I think, now that's how I would do it. I think the committee might do it the same way. Although I would not be surprised if Notre Dame is the 4th team. As opposed to Okie Light.
Here's another thing I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama's the first team.
Alabama may be the first team. And I will be surprised if LSU drops too much. I think even though that, you know, it was a convincing win.
Here's the problem for LSU. The win that they've got to hang their hat on right now looks crappier by the week. I mean, Florida keeps winning, but
I
keep knocking Florida down my list because every week I'm like, they're not that good. So, I mean, LSU's best win is Florida, which is a so-so win. And that loss, the separation between Bama and LSU seems pretty apparent right now. I don't think they're going to get dropped out of the top 10. I don't think they're going to be in the same group as Notre Dame and Stanford, the other one-loss teams. I think they'll be further down the list than them. But again, that's the beauty of, like I said, the later you lose in the season, the worse it is for you.
It is, but, you know, again, I'd like to look at who you've lost to and not necessarily when you lost. I will forgive a first game of the year a lot of times, but I still
think... the case with Stanford.
Yeah, although that's still not a good loss to that team.
I mean, they're not awful. They're 7-2.
Yeah, but I think getting, especially
they're
the way
they
play. They're
7-2. The two games they lost are Michigan, which was at Michigan, and they lost to Iowa.
And I don't think Iowa's any good, and that's part of the problem.
No, well, you've got them in your top 10, don't you?
I have no choice because they're an unbeaten Big Ten team.
You know, they've got a win over Stanford. They've got a win at Duke.
That looks less impressive by the week, too.
But that's two non-conference wins against Power 5 teams. I give them credit for that.
Yeah, but you can't excuse how bad of a loss that was for Stanford, though. I think now you're just kind of trying to make excuses for him.
I'm not a Stanford fan, but I think that it's the first game. They're a 7-2 team. It's not the worst loss in the world.
No,
as good as LSU's loss? No.
No, and that's my point, is that I think losing to the team that's maybe number one in the poll at their place is a hell of a lot more impressive than that loss. And if you want to be honest, Alabama's loss looks as bad as anybody's right now.
Alabama's
too.
Loss is bad.
But their wins.
It's a matter of who you
beat. And especially when you look at it, even when they played Wisconsin and how Wisconsin's come back to be 8-2.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody asks, aren't you guys owned by the same company that owns Berman? No, we're independent. We're affiliated with ESPN. So we can rip whoever we want for the most part.
I mean, we're not ripping anything. I mean, we're just like anything.
I'm not going to defend the guy just because he works for ESPN. Yeah. If one of our guys did the same thing, I would say the same thing. If if one of the guys that works here for Gal Media did something like that.
I just don't think he's good at his job. I say that all the time about people that work for ESPN, and that's it. If one day I get fired and they say it's because I bash guys that work for ESPN, so be it. But I'm not going to pretend like I think Chris Berman is good at his job because I think he's done.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody asks, when we heard the tail end of the DraftKings thing, you just go back and listen on Podcast Arena. I don't want to have to.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, what are your thoughts on a no-tolerance policy for the NFL one and done for domestic violence? I don't believe in a no-tolerance policy for anything because it's not all created equally. And, yeah, there's just so many questions that you have to determine. Yeah, if you catch a guy on video smashing his future wife in the face like he did Ray Rice, I can be pretty zero tolerant about that. But too many of these cases are just, it's too much he said, she said. If you had a zero tolerance policy in the NHL, Patrick Kane wouldn't have a job right now, and the guy didn't do anything wrong. So, no, I just don't believe that.
Chris says, doesn't Bama have the worst one loss at this point? Oklahoma has the worst one loss, and it's not even close.
Yeah. And that's why. But they'll get a chance to make up for that because they've got three games coming up that if they win those three, I think that will erase that loss.
Yeah, Oklahoma to me is a dark horse to make this thing.
Wouldn't be surprised. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We come back. Hopefully we'll have Jerome Solomon. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Take some phone calls in a little bit, but right now, going to go to our good friend, Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon. Mr. Solomon, what's going on today, sir?
What's up, you sportsy bitches?
Sports and stuff, man. What's up with you?
Not much. I was getting a little chuckle from your interview with Holly there earlier. You're like, could they just not find anybody else to fight Ronda? Is that why they threw you out there?
Listen, that's a legitimate question.
She gave you that answer. I knew you were trying to put it as diplomatically as possible. I was impressed with it, but she answered it, you know, the question you gave it. That was pretty good.
I was just glad she was awake for it. That's all that matters.
Barely.
So, all right, Jerome, Andrew Luck out, and even looking at the schedule, it still looks like I don't see much hope for the Texans here. But in your opinion, I mean, I guess we looked at numbers, 21%. Is obviously this helps them, but do they have any realistic chance at this thing?
Not really. It's they've been riding this keep hope alive thing, you know, for a month now already. It's like, let it go. But I understand the players and the coach, and, you know, they have to have something to play for. And it is out there for them. If they go 6-2, they'll win the division probably. That's not going to happen. But, you know, I'm fully expecting to go out there and practice tomorrow, and they'll be holding hands, singing We Shall Overcome or something, because obviously their prayers have been answered that Andrew Luck is off to such a bad
rock
start.
And roll
finally shows a good sign that he's back to being who he was, and then he's hurt, so they have a chance, but I wouldn't say much of one. No,
Jerome, we've been talking a lot about the college football rankings, and I know that they're meaningless, but they give us something to talk about, and they're kind of fun. Who's your top four? Obviously we didn't get a chance to talk to you after last week's came out, but who would be in your top four today?
And it was y'all dogged me for Baylor, remember?
Oh yeah,
remember?
That's right. Yeah, we asked you who you thought were going to be in there, and we did dog you a little bit. My apologies.
And like I said, TCU didn't belong. Now we'll probably find out Baylor don't after Oklahoma runs them out this week or something too. that's the thing. It's really pretty wide open. I mean, obviously, you know, there are three legitimate ones who they can't be moved in Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. and Alabama jumped in because of what they did to LSU. The fourth one is going to be Baylor until Baylor loses to me. And that's because, like I said, I'm from Texas.
Well, why Baylor and not Oklahoma State, who has...
Because he's from Texas.
Well, I know, but frankly, better resume than Baylor.
I'm from Texas. and again, and you know how I am, Fred. I don't like talking about stuff that it really is meaningless, especially when it's those two. If Oklahoma State was in the Pac-12 or something, we could have a debate and go, well, what happens when they both went out? But we'll figure this out. We don't have to decide who's ahead today, because in a couple of weeks, we'll know which one is deserving. So let's let it play.
All right, since you don't like talking about stuff like that, what do you want to talk about? You tell us. Make it easy on you. Anything you want to do.
It's your show, man. It's your show.
No, but you're our guest. You're our guest. Whatever you want to talk about, you want to talk about the Rockets, you want to talk about, you know, naked animals, whatever. You pick.
You all up in your fancy new studio. You get a little full of yourself now. You got your big fancy chair, your new microphone, your new studio. You said they wouldn't put us in a new studio when the brother was over there.
No way.
But, you know.
Yeah, we got an intern sex couch, too, so.
Yeah, I tried to pull a Missouri football team thing, and I said, hey, look, I ain't coming back in unless I get some, you know, reparations. And they're like, okay, bye. And I'm no longer there.
Let me ask you about that. What was your opinion of that whole situation in Missouri and what happened there with the football team getting involved?
I was impressed with those guys. I mean, you know, it took a lot for them to make the stand that they did, because as most people thought when they first heard what they were doing, whether you knew their background or what they were standing up for, you had to, on some level, believe, oh, this is just a stunt. Oh, once they talk to them, they'll realize how big of a deal it is, and they'll all show up and play next week's game. And no way will the president of the university quit just because the football player said, we're not going to play until you quit. So it was shocking that they did it. It was impressive that they stood up and made that stance. And even more impressive that the president bailed. I mean, he just threw in the towel, and that tells you the power that a group of young men can have. I've stood up for a lot of things. I've stood up for some dumb, idiotic, macho principles before, risked my life over nothing, basically. So it says a lot about those guys that they did it. And I know Gary Finkel. I've known him a long time, obviously. And people are saying, well, he had no choice but to back his players. Yeah, he did. He had plenty of choice. And he made the wise decision, I do believe.
Yeah, could he really have not backed his players and ever hoped to recruit anybody again?
Yes,
I mean, the cynic in me says, come on.
There are only so many of these scholarships available. There are only so many of these SEC teams and so many of these situations there. Yeah, now he couldn't have gone out and said, I'm turning my back on my players. But he could have pulled the, hey, you know, my players, I stand by them. You know, whatever they do, they're still my players kind of thing. And, you know, took a very passive role in it. But he took an aggressive stance by posing for the photo and saying, I'm with them. That he didn't have to do that. I mean, he'd have been able to go out and recruit players. It might have been a little more difficult. But, you know, shoot, they were able to recruit players in much worse situations than that in the history of this country. So, no, I give him some credit for doing that.
Thoughts on the Rockets and the way they've come back from the bad start of their season? And is this just kind of like maybe they're not as good as we've seen the last few days and maybe not as bad as we saw in the first few?
No, I think they are as good as what we've seen the last few days, because this is James Harden. You know, we've bent over backwards to talk about how solid the team is and how much depth they have now and how good the roster is from top to bottom. But it's James Harden. He is the guy, and James Harden is one of the two or three best players on the planet. He believes that, and when he plays like that, the Rockets win. I mean, they had no business finishing with the number two seed last year, except they had one of the best players in the league playing his greatest season. So, yeah, as soon as James started playing like James, the Rockets started looking like they did the last few games. And I expect him to look like that every night that he plays well.
What do you think of them sitting Dwight Howard back-to-backs? I mean, this seems silly to me. I don't understand. I mean, this guy is he's 29 years old. It's not like we're dealing with Yao Ming or something here. You need to go?
Well, you don't want to be dealing with a Yao Ming. So you got a guy that his importance, you know, is – his value is much more important to you in May than it is in November. So it's, and he had back surgery. Yeah, he's young, but he's an old 30 years old, which he'll be turning here in a few weeks because he's been in the NBA for a dozen years or whatever it is. So no, these games are not that important. And the seeding in the West really isn't going to be that important because it's not like you're going to get a much better draw at the number two seed than you will at the number three or four or five. Home court will make a difference, but Dwight Howard being healthy and ready to go will make the bigger difference.
You still think Dwight Howard's an elite big in the NBA?
Oh, no question. On particular nights, yes. You know, and that's what was he last year in the playoffs? He was the most dominant big man in the playoffs, basically. Well, I mean, obviously the kid in New Orleans is ridiculous, right. but Dwight Howard's presence on the Rockets is huge, and the maximum you're going to get from him is going to be when he's healthy, not when he's in and out. And back-to-back games, what are we trying to prove? He's not a rookie who's trying to learn how to play back-to-back. You're not going to play back-to-back in the playoffs. Don't risk it.
Well, one more football question real quick before we let you go. All indications are Colin Kaepernick's done in San Francisco. Do you think this is a guy who can resurrect his career, or was he basically just a Josh Freeman-type flash in the pan who's had a couple of years there with Harbaugh and is done?
No, he's much better than Josh Freeman. And this probably sounds ridiculous based on the way he's looked lately, but I think he's stronger mentally than Josh Freeman ever was as well. But he specifically has to be in the right system and with somebody who knows how to use him and believes in him and will let him do what he does best. You're not going to put this guy in the pocket and go, here's a box I'm going to draw around it and don't get out of there, because that's dumb. That's not what he does best. I mean, he can do that on occasion, but he does that well because the defense is so afraid of everything else that he can do. You stop him from running. You stop him from getting out on the edge. You stop him from creating big plays with his feet. Then the defense is like, well, we know he's not one of those dead-eye accurate throwers, so you can get by and stop a guy like that. So there now, how many teams are there out there like that? How many coaches are there that can take advantage of that? You know, that's debatable. But yeah, it can be done if he goes to the right place. I mean, and he's a lot different than even my boy RG3. You know, I'm a huge fan of Robert Griffin.
Because you're from Texas.
But he not only has to go to the right place and the right system, he's also damaged goods because of his health and his injury, being so prone to injury. Colin hasn't really been hurt. And no, this guy, he could play for me because I'd find an offensive coordinator. I'd find an offense that would work for him.
Not me.
I'm sure the great Bill O'Brien would figure it out. Jerome, we appreciate the time as always, sir, and look forward to talking to you again next week, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right.
All right, guys. Going to tell you about my good friend, attorney Gary Trichter. And I've been telling you guys about Gary for a long time because I don't want you guys getting in any kind of trouble. And he's got a new thing coming out right now that, you know, he knows that you're getting into the holiday party season. You go to TexasDWILaw.com, and they've got a ton of these tips to survive the no-refusal weekends and to how to plan for your party, some party planning. You know, he says have your party on a Friday so you can sleep in or give your employees the next day off. You know, have bands or bracelets that say drink responsibly made and distribute it to everybody just so they'll think about it when they're going in. During the party, make sure you serve food and water at least 30 minutes before the bar opens. Helps absorb the alcohol and prevent its concentration from getting any higher than it would on an empty stomach. And, you know, make sure that you're just taking care of the people at your party. Make sure you're taking care of your guests. And as always, if you find yourself in trouble, accused of DUI, don't be one of these guys who just calls Joe Schmo in the phone book and hopes for the best. That's not going to work out well for you. Call a man who's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. Attorney Gary Trichter, a DWI specialist here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number in your cell phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle, where I wrote this, what I'm saying. In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. In my cubicle.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. We play the Bud Light Fantasy Game each Thursday during happy hour. It's absolutely free to play. This Thursday, we're having happy hour at Christian's Tailgate White Oak location from 5 until 7. The top point scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. The only way you can enter is to get the link at Christian's Tailgate from Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. Also coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. 7 o'clock. Derek Jeter's going to have to call him Uncle Glenn.
Uncle Glenn.
Uncle Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock. And also just want to tell you, if you want to learn more about sports betting, check out the great new audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style by A.J. Hoffman and me. Let's do the it's very easy to get, by the way. Just go to podcastarena.com, go to the Blitz page.
Hey Jung, what time are the rankings coming on? Are we cutting into the rankings again?
Yes, we are. Should come a little after 6. I'll monitor.
Okay. We'll be ready for that.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we've talked in the past about sex robots, the possibility of those. I'm for.
You are for. I'm against.
Okay, this is I'm not sure how
I'm about human jobs for human people.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how I feel about this one, though. It's a little bit different. Well, wait a minute. What about human people? Like, disgusting, creepy guys can't get other humans to have sex with them. What's wrong with a robot?
You can buy a hooker. Keep American jobs in America with American humans.
What if it were American robots?
No.
All right. I think there's something.
No robots are American. Don't be dumb.
Well, how do you know that? We got Area 51. They might be making robots there.
That's true.
Yeah, the aliens might have brought them with them. All right. Anyway, a friend of mine, a former colleague of mine at the Chronicle, Steve, sent me this, that there apparently is a robot rock band in Berlin, and they're called Compressor Head. They are, they've been a two-piece since 2012 with Stick Boy on the drums and Fingers on the guitar, but they also have added Bones on the bass now.
Bones.
And they basically need a singer and second guitarist in order to bring to life 14 original songs penned specifically by the band, by Canadian musician Mr. Right of No Means No, the Hanson Brothers, and DOA fame. I don't know how I feel about an all-robot rock band. There's a part of me that thinks it's kind of cool, and there's a part of me that thinks, isn't this just kind of a glorified drum machine?
Kind of.
But anyway, they've got a Kickstarter, and they're not being offered the robots as campaign perks, but they're offering rewards such as T-shirts, download of the new album, things like that. As much as I'm for sex robots, I'm going to say sex heavy metal band. That's every heavy metal band. Robot heavy metal band, I'm against.
Okay.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. You got some of these jams?
Yeah, let's hear them.
Let's kick them out.
This drummer looks pretty cool.
So you're four.
Doing tricks with the offhand is doing tricks with the sticks. Actually, this is pretty cool. YouTube Compressor Head, Ace of Spades.
I was going to say, I know this song.
Yeah. Delotti, question. Pro robot rock band, or against Robot Rock Band?
Well, that sounded pretty good, but I'm going to go con. I'm not. I mean, come on.
What about Sex Robot?
What is that? I'm not really into Sex Robot.
A robot that has sex with people.
Yeah.
I can't go there. Sorry. I'd have to be negative on that.
I'm with you, Delotti. Chorizo y Huevos on Twitter says, Gym of the Day sounds like the Showbiz Pizza Band. Yeah, and that band was super creepy.
Don't they sort of have Sex Robot already?
Yeah. That's why we brought it up before. Those things exist.
Yeah, but I mean, besides what you're talking about.
I don't know.
You know, enhancers. Female enhancers.
Yeah, yeah. But this is for men. This is like a walking, talking, like, you know.
No,
I'm with you. Now everybody's sending in the Showbiz Pizza Band. Which, listen, that band grosses me out. I hate the head movement and the eyes. It throws me off big time.
Well, I don't know if I'm a fan of Compressor Head or not, but that was kind of cool, I have to admit. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Steven on Twitter. We got into an interesting discussion last night. I'll ask you guys this. If you call a woman mousy, is that offensive?
I mean, it's not a nice thing to call a woman.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, to me, a mousy woman is kind of short hair, kind of plain, but sort of sneaky sexy at the same time.
No, mousy and sexy have nothing to do with each other.
Well, you have to work to the sexiness. It's like the sexy librarian, right? Who you kind of see the mousy librarian, and then, you know, she gets off her librarian clothes and she's a freak. That's kind of what I think of as mousy.
No, I'm thinking
you call a woman mousy, she's not going to take that as a compliment. Yeah,
well, no, because women all think that that's an insult.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and they'd be right, I think.
I don't know.
My first thought is, if you call somebody mousy, they look like a mouse.
Right. Which isn't a nice thing to say.
No, it's not.
If you call them a rat, like, let's say, Mike Shanahan, then they look like a rat. That's different.
I mean, mice and rats aren't that far off.
No, but mice are cute.
What is the difference?
Think of Minnie Mouse.
Rats are bigger. And
yeah, I know that, but I mean, is there...
They've got the long, thick tail. Ugh. That's the grossest part about rats, is that like their tail is about as big around as your finger. Ugh.
But
gross.
See, you know what? There's no Mickey rat. There's a Mickey Mouse, though. Most beloved mouse in the country. And there's a Minnie Mouse who is kind of hot in a mouse way.
No, she's not. She's a cartoon mouse.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that. What does he think he is? He thinks he's like a 5.5 on the creepy scale.
What?
This dude's like a 22.
Get out of here.
Grosses me out when you talk about having sex with cartoons.
And robots.
Nobody's saying anything about having sex with a cartoon.
You're just saying they're sexy.
It doesn't mean that you have sex with them. There's a lot of things that are sexy that you don't have sex with. Now, a sex robot's different because it's designed for that purpose. There's a lot of things. Like, I talk about how hot Jasmine is. There's no way you're having sex with Jasmine. That's just silly. Come on, man. It can still be sexy.
Fred, do you or do you not watch cartoon animated porn?
I do not.
Hentai porn.
Nope.
You've made that claim before.
That phase ended a long time ago.
How long ago? It's been about maybe a couple months.
It's been a couple years, actually.
Jong, he's talked about it in the last couple months, hasn't he?
I can't think that far back. But it has been brought up in the last couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple years old. I've moved on.
What are you into now?
You've sought help on this?
Sought help. I don't need help.
What kind of porno are you into now?
Honestly, I'm... Not really
Doctor Patient?
No, I'm not really into any of it right now.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
Massage parlor, casting couch?
No.
All right.
Not student teacher either. Don't ask that one.
Not student
Definitely
teacher.
Not that.
I know you took a sabbatical from that when you were actually a teacher.
Yeah. And then
it gave you bad ideas.
It just wasn't the same when you come back. I mean, that's the reality. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Tubelo's. First off, our buddy Chip, who owns Tubelo's, guess what? Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Chip.
Yeah, happy birthday to Chip. And if you're out there and you see him, tell him we all said happy birthday from the Blitz. He probably won't remember it, but tell him anyway. Great dude. Great place. And if you haven't been out to Tubelo's, you need to check it out. There's all kinds of things going on. If you want to watch the Rockets, that's your place to do it. You want to watch the NFL games, college football. You know, once college basketball cranks up, you want to watch hockey. They're going to have it. The great thing about Tubelo's is the setup, because wherever you're sitting, you can see almost all the TVs, so whatever you want to watch, you can catch it right there. And I got to tell you about the food, man. They have a terrific menu. I love the hamburgers there, but there is nothing on the menu that's not fantastic. They've got some specialty dishes that are just great. And I'm telling you, it's the kind of place that You go in, you get great food, you get great drinks, you hang out with some cool people, and you can bring the family, too. That's the best part about Tupelo's. You can bring the kids, have dinner, have a few drinks, and if you don't have kids, that's cool, too. You don't have to bring them. You can go to the bar and hang out, and there's plenty of cool things to do there. It's a great place for everybody. You know we love Tupelo's. In fact, we're out there on Monday. Can't wait to get there. It's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. Go visit them now, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring, or visit them at Tupelo's.com. That's Tupelo's. Happy birthday, Chip.
But you were only car headlights on your way to run me over.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.